We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mardi Gras Day right around the corner. A lot of big parades coming up. In fact, that's going to be our WWLB Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll when it comes to the three big parades, the three major parades, which is Endymion, Bacchus, and Orpheus. Which one do you think has the most consistent floats as far as quality-wise and beauty-wise and entertainment-wise, and who has the best talent at their extravaganzas? You can go online at WWL.com and cast your vote, or you can call me at 260-1870. Well, thinking about today's show, I said, let's see if we can keep it in the Mardi Gras vein as much as possible. We'll talk about things that you used to do at Mardi Gras that you do not do anymore. I don't know about you, but when I think back on Mardi Gras, I can remember as a much younger person that when you went out Mardi Gras Day, you were the exception if you did not mask. And now it just seems to me that you don't have everybody masking as much as they used to on Mardi Gras. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about maybe the things that you miss that used to be for Mardi Gras that we don't have anymore today, that, you know, ain't there no more. And we're going to talk about the city of New Orleans. Should the city give up its confiscation of ladders and other things that people put out and just let people bring whatever they want to parade routes? Or do you think they should continue the crackdown? And how are you doing with all this rain? Is it stopping you from going to Mardi Gras parades? And I would love to talk to just a few of you who fought all that traffic yesterday. What a mess it was downtown. What happened is it was announced that they were going to move the start of the parades up to 5 o'clock. So that meant that every business in the CBD let everybody go early. So you got people trying to get out of the garages at 4 o'clock, and traffic was backed up. It took me 20 minutes. My car was parked on the sixth floor of our parking garage, and it took me 20 minutes to get down to the street, and it was bumper to bumper. I live in Slidell. I live right over the Twin Span, and it took me till 6 o'clock to get home. So if you fought traffic going home yesterday, let's whine about it together. You can call me at 260-1870. So what I did, I just wrote down a whole bunch of Mardi Gras questions, and I'm going to give them to you. If any of this that you want to answer or you want to bring up your own subject for Mardi Gras, that's fine. If there's rain in the forecast, does that keep you away? And if you ride with a carnival crew, how does that impact you? As far as I know, these crews do not have insurance. So if they get rained out, the riders are just stuck with all the throws, and you know, you have to wait till next year if they can if they cannot reschedule it. And as a rider, what catches your eye to throw something to someone? Is it the way that they're dressed? Is it the way they look at you? I would have to imagine the old thing of putting a baby on your shoulder probably gets you guys every time. So as a crew member, when you are riding on a float, what catches your eye? What makes you throw something to someone? And as a crew member, what is the craziest thing that you've seen someone do? Because on the floats, you guys get a complete look at the crowd. And have you ever seen someone doing something absolutely just incredible? Do you mask for Mardi Gras Day? Do you go as a group for Mardi Gras Day? And let's just go back and think about some great Mardi Gras memories. Can you remember the first parade you went to? Or better yet, what's the first pay? What's the first parade that you remember going to? Because I think my mom used to drag me to parades probably when I was 3 and 4, but I really don't remember a whole bunch till I was about maybe 9 or 10 years old, and I think it was the crew of Okeanos, and if I can remember, it went along St. Cloud Street. I believe that's what it was. So as you think back, what's the first parade that you remember seeing? And what things, when it comes to Mardi Gras, have changed? Which things that you used to be able to go to? Like, you know, I can remember. Now, I think a couple of the night parades a few years ago went back to the flambeaus. But at one time, every night parade had that. And if you could be a member of any Mardi Gras group, which would you choose? 260-1870. I'll wait for your phone calls and your text messages, and then we'll come right back on WWL. Well, happy Mardi Gras. When you think back, what is the first parade you remember seeing? Let's go to, I think we're going to go to Terry. Yeah. Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. Any chance did you get caught in any of that afternoon traffic yesterday?
Actually, no. I was very fortunate. I was home and safe and sound and didn't have to worry about that frustration.
It was incredible. It was like gridlock. I was going down Poydras, and on some of the cross streets, you know, you're not supposed to block the intersection, but people would just come across and just sit there. At one point, I sat through 3 red light cycles before I was finally able to move.
You know, that reminds me years ago of Super Bowl, many, many years ago, when we were trying to get home from work, and we went directed in through the quarter, and the people were literally just standing in front of the car where the police had to come escort us away because we couldn't move, because none of the folks on the street would ever move.
Well,
so I understand the pain.
I tried to explain to a friend of mine about Mardi Gras. First of all, people out of town think Mardi Gras is one day. They think it's Mardi Gras Day, and that's it. And I said, no, it's about 2 weeks. And I said, here's the problem. If you don't want to go to a parade, you have to stay home. You can't go anyplace else.
You're exactly right.
What's the first parade you
first
parade you remember?
The first parade I remember was the Araby parade, and I was just a child.
Does the crew of Araby still parade?
No. The only parade I think they have in St. Bernard is the crew of Nemesis these days. All the rest actually just kind of drifted away.
Well, I used to live in New Orleans East, and I can remember going to Chalmette because everybody felt that was a good, safe place to watch a parade. And the crowds were absolutely incredible. The crowds were fine, but you were able to move around and not be pushed all around the place.
Yeah, and it was very family-oriented. So, you know, you knew that if you brought your young children, everybody would be fine.
All right, so if you could be a member of any crew, which would you choose?
Well, it was actually not necessarily a member. I always wanted to be the Queen of Endymion.
Did you try? Did you apply for it?
Actually, no.
No.
But that was one of my dreams. It was a bucket list. An uncle was the King of Carrollton, and I had another uncle that was a Duke of Carrollton.
Mm-hmm.
And being a maid was also a dream of mine, but unfortunately that never happened.
Now, do you go out Mardi Gras Day and celebrate?
Yes, I do, with my daughters and their family.
Do you wear a costume?
No, but we normally will wear, like, the matching T-shirt, you know, something to that effect. And we, most of the time, we'll go to Metairie.
What do you do for food? Do you bring your own food, or do you eat at one of these trucks?
Actually, order finger sandwiches, bring ice chests, and just kind of make it a day, you know, because we've got kids as young as 6. And as old as 19, and everything in between. So we kind of prepare ourselves for just about anything food-wise.
Terry, I appreciate you phoning in. You have a safe Mardi Gras.
You too. Have a great day.
All right. Let's go to Justin. Justin, thanks for calling WWL. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, getting ready for Mardi Gras. I think we're going to be taking the one or two of the younger grandkids to probably to Covington to watch a parade.
That's so sweet. Well, let me tell you, the work you've put in at the station while Scoot's been healing is just commendable. You've been a joy to listen to, and when you go back to the couch, you can vegetate, but please don't stay there forever. I want you to ride your bicycle once a day.
Well, I do ride my bike now. You know, I stay healthy. I go to the gym. I ride my bike, but I love my couch. Let me tell you real quick, like, what is one of the best things about being retired, although I still work enough, is the fact that at night sometimes I'm watching TV, and I'm watching a movie or something, and I look at it, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I think, I've got to get to bed. And then this little voice says, why?
Why? I told myself, Bob, I'll sleep and I'm dead. Right. I don't want to miss anything. I'll stay up late while I listen to music.
Right. If you want to sleep till noon, go ahead. You know, so it is a good feeling. But I love doing this, and I could not work, and I'm not just sucking up here, I could not work for a better radio station, because it's always Bob so-and-so is out. Do you want to work? And if I say no, oh, it's okay. So it really works out well for me.
Well, WWL is the mouth of the Gulf South, so you're on a good radio station. I agree with that.
So, Justin, all right, let's talk a little bit about Mardi Gras. What do you find the difference is Mardi Gras now, maybe when you were a kid?
Oh my God, that's a great question. That came out of nowhere. So I have a Mardi Gras story, but I'll answer your question first. What's changed about Mardi Gras now is everything's so itchy about, you know, leaving stuff on the rich ground, stuff like that. And I understand it's a safety issue. I mean, we have a high wind storm and all these ladders get blown over the roads, you know, something to clean that up. But I think people have got to, you know, take it easy. I mean, the rest of the year after Mardi Gras is tough enough. Everybody says, lighten up a little bit on the Mardi Gras thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Is that a good answer?
Sure, go right ahead. Tell me your story.
Here's my Mardi Gras story. A few years ago, I used to live on Napoleon Avenue, a couple blocks away from Tipitina's, and that's where Bacchus, which is my favorite parade of all time, they would set up. Well, I walk out of my apartment, and I pass two policemen, and I turn to them and say, thank you for working on Mardi Gras and looking out for us, and they smile and say, you're welcome. So I walk toward Tipitina's, and I end up next to this ladder, and this little six-year-old girl's on the seat on the top, and dad's on the back of the ladder, and the floats are setting up, and one of the riders wants to throw a huge handful of beads to the girl, but he didn't want to throw it at her because he might have hit her, and he didn't want to throw it at dad because dad would have fallen off the ladder, and I see this transpire, so I look up and I wave and I say, I'll catch it for the girl. So he throws like 4 rat beads. I got a face full of it. It was so funny. It hurt. Anyway, I pick up the beads and I hand it to the girl up there. So this is for you. And this little 6-year-old girl takes her right arm out and lifts the entire bead and puts it in her seat. And that was such a beautiful moment. It was great.
All right, Justin, I appreciate you phoning in. Thank you so much.
Have a great Mardi Gras, Bob. Be safe.
You too. Let's go to Derek. Derek, thanks for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Are you old enough to remember Bacchus ending at the Rivergate?
Bacchus at the Rivergate. Yes. Yes. I do remember that.
That's my first recollection of Mardi Gras for being young. I remember being at the end of the parade, which is at the Rivergate, watching Bacchus come in.
Of course, this is just an opinion, okay? In my opinion, nothing beats watching Endymion inside the Superdome. That is just a remarkable experience.
I've been there quite a few times, too. Yep, you're right, man. When those police come in on the motorcycles and all that, pretty exuding, you know, to get you fired up for it. So, yep, it is. It's pretty good.
Let me tell you, a few years back, a friend of mine from Chicago came in, been more than that, probably 10 years ago, came in for Mardi Gras, and I took them to Endymion, and they said, what can I expect? What kind of floats? I said, well, the Endymion floats will make the Rose Bowl parade looked like little red wagons, okay? So we're in there watching the parade. The police come in, like you said, with the sirens blaring, and then the mini floats come in with, I guess it has, I think, the Dukes and stuff like that on it. And he turns to me, and he says, "Man, you're right. These floats are incredible, better than anything you see in the Rose Bowl." And I said, no. These are just the baby floats. You haven't seen the big ones yet. So, but it is an incredible experience to be inside the dome watching that parade come in.
Yeah, they got some people coming from Missouri for the first time. And I told them they don't even really know what to expect. So I said, y'all better be ready.
Where are you going to take them, Derek?
They're going to be down in the French Quarter, mm-hmm. around the Canal Street where all the parades are and all. That's exactly where we'll go. Right around Charter Street.
Remember when the floats used to go down Bourbon Street?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was probably quite some time ago.
Yeah, that was before my time, that's for sure. Not by much, but before my time.
That was before your time? Maybe I'm delusional. Maybe I only think that happened. I don't know. When it comes to Mardi Gras, things can get really crazy. I watched one of the TV stations. They were interviewing somebody from out of town on Mardi Gras, and they wanted to know, where do you buy the tickets for Mardi Gras Day? No, it's free. It's free.
Tell them to come see me. I'll sell them some tickets.
You'll sell them some tickets. All right, Derek. I appreciate you phoning in, okay? All right. A scammer everywhere. Let's go to Frank. I'm sorry, Ryan. Ryan, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm hanging there. Were you in that traffic yesterday?
Yeah, I am. Ooh. Actually, I'm right now. I work out near the Lake Front, so I'm coming off. Get on the Legion Field, the interstate, and yesterday it was terrible. It was parade traffic and just traffic in general. It's just the worst thing ever.
Well,
it was pouring down rain. You
right.
couldn't see.
Well, what I mentioned earlier is that they announced that they were going to start the parades at 5 o'clock. So all the businesses had to let everyone go. So people, otherwise you're going to get locked in your parking garage. So I leave here at about 4:05 and I run to the parking garage, which is about maybe a block from here, if that, and get out of touch. As I start to get in the elevator, I look, the line was backed up. I parked on the 6th floor. And it took me 20 minutes to get down to the first floor.
God.
And now I think I'm home free. No, indeed not. Bumper to bumper to bumper. I live in Slidell. It took me 2 hours to get home.
2 hours. Oh, no, thank you. Yeah. And I guess Mardi Gras memory, I've been going to parade since I was months old. So it's been a long time. I guess first time I went out on that entire day Sunday. Those 4 parades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old. I'm only like 23, but you know. So, but it was just, I just remember seeing boxes when I was a little kid. It was the most exciting thing I'd ever seen.
Did you did you go as a family, and did you dress as a family, costume wise?
Yeah, we didn't dress. We just, you know, put on the classic, you know, like the rugby shirt, the purple, green, and gold, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I remember one year when my wife and I took all the kids to Mardi Gras. I was really sick at that time to think I could pull something like that off. And we all wore the same T-shirt. I think it was a Gino Vanelli. His name came to my mind. A Gino Vanelli shirt. And it worked well, but, you know, you have to really be careful when you take 4 or 5 kids to a parade.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep them all together. I think the thing has really changed. I haven't been, you know, around as long as my parents, who had talked about, you know, going to parades all around town, Metairie, New Orleans, Westbeck, and everything, is that you just get so many people on days like yesterday and Sunday and Saturday. It's insane.
It is.
Sometimes you get out there and it's, you know, arm to arm, a lot of people pushing and moving around for bees, and it's just almost like, well, is this really worth it?
Ryan, I appreciate you phoning in. I've got to go to news. Our phone number is 260-1870. 260-1870. You can call right now. I've got some lines open. Time for CBS News. All right, welcome back to the show. We're trying our best to keep everything about Mardi Gras on the table. whatever you want to talk about, maybe even the first Mardi Gras parade you remember, and how about things that they used to have for Mardi Gras? Like, I have a text message here talking about doubloons. Man, remember when doubloons were everything? Every crew had their own doubloon. People started doubloon. People started doubloon collections. I know my mom had one. They had books where you put your doubloons in, and they threw a handful of doubloons on the ground. People just scrambled. And here's one. Bring back the Popeyes doubloon. How many of you remember the Popeyes doubloon? I see Ian shaking his head, probably have no idea what the Popeyes doubloon was. Popeyes threw these doubloons, and if I can recall, they were good for one piece of chicken. Just one piece. Wow, what do you mean just one piece? They threw... but, yeah, you see, that's... You give him one piece, he wants a whole chicken dinner. But, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was maybe one piece of chicken and a biscuit. Somebody will remember, all right? Boy, oh boy, don't be so greedy. Let's go to Don in Covington. How are you, Don?
How you doing now?
Now, help me out. Do you remember the Popeye's doubloon?
No, I don't remember Popeye's doubloon, but I remember going...
Not balloon, doubloon. You remember the Popeye's doubloon?
No, I don't remember that.
All right. So, You do remember parades in the French Quarter, though, right?
Yes, I do. They used to go down Royal Street, not Bourbon.
Didn't go down Bourbon. Okay, well, I'm correct now, but it was in the French Quarter, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember sitting on the curb waiting for Comas to come by at Mardi Gras on Royal Street, rather.
And then the floats just got too big, if I could recall. Is that what happened?
No, it's something to do with fires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if that had been a fire, there'd be no way you could get down any of those streets. You have any Mardi Gras memories you want to share with us, Don?
Well, my first Mardi Gras memory, and you're going to laugh, is I remember floats being pulled by mules.
Yeah, I remember that. I can remember that. As a little kid, I remember that. And sometime the mules would give you something. That's the nicest way to say it.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Do you still go out for Mardi Gras, Don?
No, I don't.
No? How come? Just too much of a hassle?
It's too much of a hassle. I did enough Mardi Gras when I was younger.
All right, Don. Thank you so much. We're going to move to Daryl in Avondale. Daryl, the earliest parade you remember is what?
Well, I'm actually in Abbeville, not Avondale, Abbeville.
Abbeville, okay.
Vermilion Parish. The earliest I remember in 1973, I was 6 years old, was seeing Bob Hope as the king of the Bacchus Parade.
I remember when Bob Hope was the king of Bacchus. I sure do.
That was a big thing. Another early memory I have, if you remember in the 70s and the early days of the Superdome, the Bacchus Parade would roll into and out of the Superdome and then continue on its route to the Rivergate. But in 1977, Henry Winkler, Fonzie, was the king of the Bacchus Parade, and I saw that in the Superdome, and that was wild. That was nuts. He was taking boxes of the balloons and dumping them into the crowd and giving the big thumbs up and screaming, hey, and everybody's just going crazy over that.
Do you remember the Popeye's doubloon?
Vaguely.
Okay, I
remember the logo on them, but I don't remember being able to turn them into chicken.
Oh, well, I do. Here's a text message. It says, Bob, I remember the Popeye's doubloon. Now, this is going to make you happy, Ian. It says you could get a two-piece chicken dinner and a biscuit. I guess that's better than one piece. There you go. All right, Daryl. Go ahead.
Do you remember when Mid-City was actually in the Mid-City route?
Sure do.
Yeah, we used to watch Tolton Venus uptown and then walk down to One Shell Square and see Mid-City and then walk back to Bacchus and see Bacchus that night. And I hope to someday ride in the Bacchus Parade. We'll see if that ever happens. But
the main thing that I noticed different about Mardi Gras than when I was a kid and even a young adult, it was the exception not to be in costume. Now it almost seems like it's an exception to be in costume.
Yeah, well, I, that's hard to see why. You know, I imagine there's a lot of stuff that factors into it, participation, apathy, who knows what. But
people getting lazy, too. Darryl, I appreciate you phoning in. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back with your phone calls. You guys are on hold. I'll get with you as soon as I can. We're talking about maybe your favorite Mardi Gras memory and the first parade you remember going to. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. Well, as we count down to Mardi Gras, going to be a big, big weekend for parades. We're reflecting on Mardi Gras of the past. Do you remember the first Mardi Gras parade you went to? Or not necessarily the first, but what's the first Mardi Gras paid parade you remembered? Because I think they dragged me when I was just a couple of years old, but I don't remember that. Talking about things that we used to have for Mardi Gras that we do not. Someone brought up the Popeye's doubloon, and there's a debate going on the text messages of it being good from anywhere from one piece to three pieces of chicken. This text message says, yes, I remember the Popeye's doubloon as I sit here eating my Popeye's. And we have Mel on line one who, Mel, you used to be a Popeye's manager, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So how did the doubloons work? How many pieces of chicken did you get?
This is the true story, okay?
All right.
You would buy a three-piece dinner and a drink, and you get the two-piece dinner for free.
All right, so you couldn't just walk in and say, I want the two.
No.
All right. Well, you finally you squared up. So you go in, and you'd buy a three-piece chicken, and then you'd get two. How many of those?
Three-piece dinner and a drink.
A drink. How many of those did you have to redeem? Was it a big, big thing? Did y'all redeem tons of doubloons?
Tons. Absolute tons.
Was Al sorry he came up with that idea?
No, because it actually increased the flow of the restaurant tremendously. Mm-hmm. Because you know, when you buy a three piece of drink, you know, there's the side items, the pies, the onion rings, and all of that. So it actually was very good for service.
Now, what I don't remember is how many years the doubloons were around. Was it just 1 year?
No, they were about 5 years.
Wow. So, Mel, what do you do for Mardi Gras?
Well, I think I'm going to catch y'all the Zulu Parade at Orleans Avenue.
Uh-huh. I had, I mentioned from time to time, we do have friends coming in for Mardi Gras, and we took them to, let's see, we went to Endymion, and we went to Zulu Mardi Gras Day, and it was her first time in New Orleans, first time celebrating Mardi Gras, first time at the Zulu Parade, and you know what she got?
A coconut.
Man, you talk about thrilled, you know. Got a coconut.
Right.
And I told her, I said, do you know how hard these things are to get? But
absolutely.
Mel, I appreciate your phoning. Anything else you want to add about Mardi Gras?
Nothing much, but I'd just like everyone to, you know, travel in groups and be safe.
I do have a text message here. Now, were you with Popeye's in the beginning?
No, I started in 79.
Okay, because here's a message that says most people don't realize Popeyes was started in Araby, the first Popeyes.
Absolutely.
And I remember that. I had a friend.
Number one.
Right. I had a friend who worked there and worked behind the counter, and I remember when it opened up, it was only open up about 3 weeks, and she said, man, if you want to try some great chicken, take a drive down to Araby, and that's where I had my first Popeyes sample. Mel, I think. Thank you so much for phoning in.
Yes, and tell Scoot, take care of himself and get well.
Yeah, he's healing. He's healing slowly, but when you have that kind of surgery, when you have it's painful, and it takes some time to recover. And you know, when you're 12, 13, 20 years old, you recover a lot faster than as you age, right?
Yeah, I'm in that group also.
Thank you, Mel.
All right, Pa.
All right.
Have a great time.
Okay, let's go to Barbara. Barbara, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, that's good. Yes, I remember, in the 60s, early 60s, my aunt had a store on Royal Street, so we went down. We stayed in the store until the parade came, and we got to see all the night parades, and they turned down on Orleans mm-hmm. Avenue and went to the auditorium. It was great. The crowds were great. It was really great.
Yeah, I forgot about balls at the auditorium. That was a big place for Mardi Gras balls.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes, it is.
I have a text message here that says Fire Chief of New Orleans William McCrossin is the one who stopped crews from rolling through the quarter in 1974. It was two things. It was a squeeze as the floats got bigger, but then
the crowds got bigger too.
Right, and it was a fire hazard also.
Right,
Barbara, you still go out for Mardi Gras?
Oh, no, not often. I'm kind of, up in that age group.
I am. I just don't admit it. So what?
We used to live on Orleans Avenue, and we had the Endymion, we had about 50 to 100 people would come every that weekend. You wouldn't see them all year, and finally they would come and grows and, wanted to park and stay all day.
Well, that's one of the things that where people are against the city preventing them to rope things off and have their barbecue pits, because a lot of these people you become friends with, you only see them once a year.
Exactly. Yes.
Go ahead.
You were talking about Popeyes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going back way back when, even before Popeyes. I remember Jim's Fried Chicken. It was on Carrollton and Earhart, and they had the best chicken.
But they didn't throw doubloons.
No.
But you're right. I do remember Jim's Fried Chicken. And let me just give you a little bit of encouragement. As you get older and the bones start to creak and it's hard to move around, just remember this. You're in the golden years.
Right.
when you like to slap the guy in the face who came up with that.
Yeah, no.
The golden years.
The golden years, yeah.
Barbara, I appreciate you phoning in so much. We'll get back to our phone calls. We're just talking about Mardi Gras. We're talking about some of your favorite Mardi Gras memories, talking about what is the first parade that you went to see. And when you think about all of the great talent that has either been riding on one of the floats or performed at one of the after parties, any talent just sticks in your mind and you say, man, that was a great show. 260-1870. I'm coming right back on WWL. All right, welcome back. We're just talking about Mardi Gras, reminiscing about Mardi Gras, looking forward to Mardi Gras in a couple of days, talking about your favorite type of costumes, what you wear, what you don't wear. Here's a quick text message. Bob, one thing I remember when I was younger in Mardi Gras, the flambeaux had a real fire. I thought, a couple of the night parades still have the real fire. Maybe not. They do? Okay. Let's see. Where are we now? Do you remember the bubblegum doubloons? Nah. I don't remember that at all. I lived in Araby when Popeyes first got started. It was named Chicken on the Run. I didn't know that at all. Okay, let's get back to our phones, and we're going to go to Dennis. Dennis calling from Houma. How are you, Dennis?
I'm doing good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, having a good time today. A lot of people calling in, always a lot of fun for me when I get a chance to talk to as many of you as possible. That's what I like about the phone and not the text messages.
Yeah, you're right. Great show, by the way. he's talking about favorite memories of Mardi Gras. I grew up on the West Bank, and I remember Mardi Gras Day, bright and early, we'd catch the Gretna Ferry over to Jackson Street and catch all the parade there.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my treasured memories, I guess, is experiencing Bacchus for the first time. And you might remember when Jackie Gleason was king of Bacchus.
I do. Now, Dennis, since you are a Bacchus fan, let me ask you our Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll question. Of the big three parades this weekend, who has the most spectacular photos? Now, someone mentioned about the fact that Zulu is a big parade. They are, but Zulu does not have the big spectacular floats the way Endymion, Bacchus, and Orpheus has. Which one do you think consistently has the most spectacular floats?
I would say Endymion first, then Orpheus, and then Bacchus running a close, second, third. for those three.
It's amazing. Online, 75% say Endymion, 25% say Bacchus. Orpheus has not gotten one vote.
Wow.
That surprises me big time.
To a quick memory, and maybe somebody could call in and shed some light. Like I said, I grew up on the West Bank, and earliest parade I remember attending was what they call the Crew of Poseidon.
I remember that. I do.
That started by the Gretna Courthouse and paraded down 4th Street in the West Bank. And then it was moved to the expressway. And then within, I don't know how many years now that it's been gone, you know, that I think. And then the Saturday night before that, it started the Crew of King Arthur for a while.
Yeah.
And that lasted several years. And then that's gone also. And, you know, I will say this. Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche Parish, especially Terrebonne Parish, where I'm at in Houma, Mardi Gras down here kicked off last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then again tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And Houma, Terrebonne Parish has grown with the number of attendees, of people coming in to see Mardi Gras or to experience Mardi Gras. And I've talked with several people, and I guess what they say that and it's a shame to say that, and they say it like this, that sometimes they just don't feel safe going to the quarters or wanting to fight the crowds, you know, going down to like Canal Street, Bourbon Street, French Quarter, whatever, in Metairie. And, you know, they come here, and it looks like every year it's getting bigger and bigger with the crowd-wise here in Houma.
Well, that's good, Dennis. Thank you for phoning in. I know I'm that way. I hate fighting the crowds. I hate all the traffic. Here's a text message. Brings back some great memories. Remember listening to the all-important radio in the car for the parade progress reports to see if you could catch another parade or recatch the parade in another part of the city. That's when there were no apps and there were no cell phones, and I can remember, you know, broadcasting parade progress reports was so incredibly important because people would try to catch the parade at one part of the route and then later on try to move around and catch it at another part of the route. All right, if you're on hold, do me a big favor and hang on. I'll come to you right after the top of the hour news on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.